Carrie Moore, your host. Welcome to season two of the Travel Tooth podcast, where travel is all about the anticipation, the preparation, and the satisfaction of it all, and two is all about the vibe. Welcome to the Travel Tooth podcast. I'm super excited to be starting season two of this podcast, and I am more optimistic now than I have been in the past 14 months about emerging from the depths of a COVID-induced worldwide pandemic that severely impacted my travel life. Okay, now don't judge me and don't give me the side eye. I fully know and I fully understand, and I am very empathetic to the fact that travel was the least important thing on the minds of many people who had to literally focus every day on survival during a pandemic. So that being said, I thought I'd start off my second season with a show that talks about how my photos from past travel helped me cope with the drag the pandemic had on my wanderlust. And my guest today is a photographer, George Ant, and he is going to talk to us about travel photography. Hello, George, welcome to the show.
Hello, Terry, nice to meet you.
Yeah, same here. I'm really excited that you accepted the invitation to be a guest on the podcast. I wanted to kind of talk about this whole photography and photos and travel and how they have really, my pictures anyway, have helped me kind of make it through some of the down times I was having during the pandemic when I really wasn't able to, you know, get out and travel the way I love to. So thank you for bringing your expertise to the show.
Thank you very much as well for the invitation. I'm really honored.
Yeah. So tell us a little about yourself, where you're from. If you live somewhere different than where you're originally from, tell us about that. Definitely how you got started as a photographer. And do you have a particular specialty?
Okay. So my name is George. I am from Athens, Greece, where I currently live. I started working as a photographer and videographer about 10 years ago. And that's my main job. I mainly shoot wedding photos, fashion, and portraits, but my real passion is shooting landscapes.
Awesome. So I saw that you describe yourself as a passionate traveler, something I can relate to. And so tell me, how your passion is reflected in your photographs. Like, what are you looking to capture as you travel with your camera?
Well, I like taking photos that capture the feeling of the moment. This could be, for example, people walking in a city, or the reflections of the car lights in the rain, or a cat taking a nap in the sun. I also enjoy taking portraits of my friends while traveling. I love shooting people, taking photos of people. I love it.
Okay, yeah. So that's interesting because one of the things I often wondered, at least from a professional photography standpoint, and even professional photographers, when they shoot their personal photos, do they prefer to be in them? Or do they not prefer to be in them? They just prefer to shoot, the location and their surroundings. Do you have a preference?
Well, I like both. I really like seeing myself in the photograph because that's the way I remember being there, just to have a nice memory. But in general, I think I prefer most to shoot just the landscape or the picture without me.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So in the age of COVID, in this worldwide pandemic, you know, that we've been experiencing, mm-hmm. We know that our travel was literally for a time halted. And even now, some of the opportunities to travel freely remain deeply diminished. So I'm going to assume that you, like myself and a lot of other passionate travelers worldwide, miss traveling. You know, we just mm-hmm. miss it. What role does your collection of past travel photos play when it comes to helping you cope with this drag the pandemic has had on our wanderlust?
I really miss traveling. Yes, me too. That's true. Well, looking at past travel photos makes me want to travel even more. I feel really nostalgic when I look at them. However, I post a lot of past photos on my account because this makes me remember how our lives were before and how they will be again, hopefully really soon.
Yeah, I agree with that. So when I look at my photos, I kind of yearn just for, you know, the opportunity to go again.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it exactly. really helps because just the sheer joy and memories that come with yeah. looking at, you know, what you've done and where you've been. And it's, you know, to me, that's a picker upper. So
yes, exactly.
I really value photos personally more now because I would be probably considered less than a novice when it comes to photography. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something I point and shoot. I capture what I capture. Yeah. And so this time has helped me to begin to rethink how mm-hmm. I approach, you know, my photography and taking mm-hmm. pictures when I travel. So, because over the last year, you know, when I started looking through some of my vacation photos, some amazing destinations like, you know, China, Cuba, Panama, Thailand. And, you know, it was pretty amazing. But, you know, one thing became apparent, and I'll be honest, as I went through those thousands of photos, I know that I could have taken much better pictures. So, of course, you haven't seen my pictures, but
I haven't.
Yeah, based on just, you know, what I said, you know, my kind of careless approach to taking photos. What are some basic things that shutterbugs can do to help ensure they are taking decent quality photographs that will enhance the memories that lie within them?
Okay, yes, we have all been there. Don't worry. Okay, so some tips, some basic things. Okay, first of all, avoid taking pictures under harsh light. It's not flattering people, not flattering faces or objects. Pay attention to the shutter speed, because sometimes when we travel, we take pictures while walking, and as a result, the image can have motion blur. Never shoot with a wide lens if you want to take a close-up of somebody, because wide lenses distort faces and makes them look a bit weird. And not afraid to change angles. For example, shooting almost from ground level gives a very interesting perspective on images, making everything look bigger. That's a nice tip.
Okay, that's interesting. And when you said angles, I was like, uh-oh, here we go, because I'm just starting to learn a little bit about angles and how they can be flattering or not so flattering, you know, when taking, you know, photos. I know a lot of the ladies that, you know, mm-hmm, are in mm-hmm. my circle, when we take photos, we want to say, make sure you get the right angle, you know, get my angle.
I know.
So well, that's something I've become acutely aware of.
Exactly. And, you know, lighting as well plays an important role. In everything.
Yeah, I found that to be true as well, because lighting can ruin a picture.
Exactly, yes, that's true.
Yeah. So I know that for a professional photographer, equipment is everything. But nowadays, I personally think it's possible to get some great quality shots using a cell phone. Is that something you would agree with?
I don't think I agree much. you won't find easily a professional photographer who agrees.
Okay. Okay.
So let's say that it is possible to get a decent shot with a cell phone. If you want to post it on social media, that will do the work. But there are some boundaries, nevertheless. You know, people think that the megapixels of a camera is what makes an image look good, but that's definitely not the case. Things like dynamic range, the size of the sensor, the ISO range, the color depth, and of course, the image quality a professional lens offers are not comparable with the cell phone cameras. I use my phone rarely while traveling for taking pictures, maybe to send a quick picture to a friend or post a story on Instagram and Facebook, but that's all.
Okay. Yeah. So I was going to ask you that. Do you, you know, use your phone at all for pictures? But so you kind of, you know, told me that. So I guess the question would be then, cell phones are most definitely convenient. Mm-hmm. Do you have a recommendation for, let's say, a more compact type camera that, you know, even a novice photographer can use and get some good shots?
You mean a model, a camera model?
Yeah, maybe a model, if you know of one. If you would.
Well, I prefer the DSLR cameras, but I know that people nowadays tend to buy mirror flex cameras. It's the new type of cameras. To be honest, I have no experience with that kind of cameras, but. In general, I like the Canon cameras best because I shoot video as well, and Canon cameras are the best, I think, in video.
Is something like that easy to use, or because I don't do complicated.
Yes, I think it's easy. Well, it takes some practice, of course. It's not like the cell phone. It's not like pressing a button and everything's okay, but the results you'll have will be have no comparison with a cell phone camera, so it's worth it.
All right. So I'm sure you have many, but describe for me one of your personal favorite photos taken by you, and where it was taken, and if there's a backstory to how you came to take that shot, I'd like to hear it.
Well, one of my favorite photos is the one that I took from the top of the Montparnasse Tower in Paris, where you can see the cityscape and all the beautiful monuments, all the buildings, the Eiffel Tower. The time was perfect, just after the sun went down and the city started to light up. The air was clear and there was no rain. The conditions were perfect. A backstory, I don't think there is any, but I remember it was raining a lot all day, and I was afraid that that would ruin the photo shooting, but eventually the sky cleared up and everything went okay.
Nice, yeah. So Paris is one of those iconic destinations when it comes to photos.
That's true. Yeah. Have you ever been there?
I'm surprised to hear that.
Have you ever been in Paris?
Yes, I have a couple times. I have, yeah.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah. I guess my least favorite time was, even though it was for the New Year and I enjoyed being there for the New Year, but it was just way too cold. But mm-hmm. I've also been in the summertime, which I enjoyed a lot more.
Yes, Paris is cold, that's true.
Yeah. So in your opinion, how important is connection when taking a photo? When like connection to the place or connection to the subject that you're shooting?
I guess you're going to be more inspired if you're connected to the place or the subject. That's true. But I don't believe connection is necessary. I think being able to analyze the environment, so the place, the elements around you, is more important in order to make a nice, a nice composition and take a beautiful shot.
Okay. Yeah. So I was just curious about something like that because I guess on an emotional level, sometimes, you know, you seem to do better or worse if you, had that emotional connection.
Yeah, yes. You're right. You're right. But it's not necessary to take a good picture.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's probably true for a professional photographer, especially a lot of times you don't even know, you know, the person, you know, and it may be a place that's very new to you. But I think I did read that, you know, photographers will, especially at a location, just take some time to just be in it before they start to, photos.
I know.
They just want to kind of feel it out and give it some time, you know.
I know what you mean, yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. So how important is photo editing? I mean, I know that it's a tool that's used, of course, and you probably don't have just raw photos that you use, you know. So how important is the editing, and do you have any editing tips?
Yes, I think editing, even the slightest one, is important. You know, since cameras do not exactly, they do not shoot exactly what our eyes see. So editing, yes, is important in order to make sure our photos are as we remember them. For example, we cannot see with our eyes blown up whites, right? Yeah, with when we shoot a photo, things like that may occur. So it's important to even do the slightest one, the slightest editing. So for the editing tips, lower the highlights and push the shadows a bit up is a good point to start from. Okay. This will give the image more depth. And if you shoot raw, it will fix crossed shadows or blown highlights. Then you can add the filter, but try not to overdo it. Yep. And finally, add some sharpening, and that's pretty much it.
Nice. I accept those tips and I'll go over them as I study to, you know, be a little better at this.
Nice.
So do you have a dream destination that you want to shoot?
Oh, yes. I want to shoot the Monument Valley and the Grand Canyon in Arizona, USA. Yes. It's my dream to go there. Yes.
Awesome. Well, you should do that. I mean, I've been to the Grand Canyon.
Really?
Oh yeah, more than once. And you know, they have that glass walkout thing where you can walk out in the bottom of the glass and you can, you know, look down and then just the, you know, it's just a vast place. It's pretty amazing. So I really hope you get an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I really hope that. You know, it's my dream to travel from the East Coast to the West Coast and across the deserts and of the Wild West, crossing cities, beautiful landscapes. It's amazing.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's interesting to hear because, of course, being here and you know, getting to experience some of those things. But as I think about it, there's so many places in the U.S. that I haven't visited. That I probably should definitely add to my list. But, you know, I'm so busy trying to get to other places in the world.
Yeah, I know. So what's your best place of the U.S. you have visited? It's a huge country. I know. It's vast.
Yeah, so that is true. I think one of my favorite and remains my favorite is Singapore. I absolutely loved my time in Singapore. And I think, so sometimes I judge places by how often I go, which I'm not a big repeater because the world is so big. I really want an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know,
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. But one place that I've visited probably more than others is Dubai.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I like Dubai, and one of the things Dubai and Singapore, actually Malaysia has is the towers, like the Burj Khalifa, and you know, having those tall towers that you kind of can see the landscape, you know. So I enjoy that.
It has an amazing architecture, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do some rapid fire quick questions. This is kind of
nice.
Like, you know, I thought it would be fun just to kind of get your preferences. Cool. So let's start with this. Posed or candid?
Posed.
Okay. People, animals, nature, or objects?
People.
Tripod, shoulder mount, or selfie stick?
Definitely tripod.
Okay. Preset or no preset filters?
Okay. Preset with editing.
Okay. Sunrise or sunset?
A sunset.
Raw or JPEG?
Raw.
High, eye level, or laying down?
High.
Okay. Light or contrast? What's more important?
Light.
Okay. Yeah, that was rapid fire. Okay. So I'm sure, you know, if I answered those same questions, most of them I wouldn't know how to answer. But it's a professional, you know, the preferences. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
So as we start to kind of wrap this up, what is your best tip for travelers in order to elevate their travel photography skills?
Quick reflexes, a lot of practice, and never shoot in auto mode.
No, I'm sorry, never shoot?
In auto mode.
Okay. Never shoot auto mode.
Try to go manual.
Be manual. Got it. Well, I'm definitely going to take everything that you said into consideration because, like I said, you know, when I rely on my past photos to enhance my memories, I really want my memories to match what I see in the photo.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it. That's what I was trying to say. Exactly.
Yes, I definitely want to up my game as far as that's concerned.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to experiment with your photos.
Yeah. And I'm definitely going to practice more and just really take it more seriously. You know, my husband, he is more into, you know, taking photographs because he has several different cameras. You know, I often complain because he seems to take too long to take a shot. he's a lot more serious about it than I am, but I am definitely going to do better because, like I said, this time during the pandemic and just going back and looking at photos, there's so much that I wish I could have captured based on what I remember. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Good luck then. I can't wait to see the results.
Oh yeah. So definitely on my Instagram page, I'm gonna, you know, try to put it out there. So George, thank you for joining me to talk about photography as it relates to, you know, some vacation memories. You definitely have helped me take some steps towards, you know, taking some better photos and to enhance my memories. So please tell us how to connect with you socially.
Okay, my Instagram account is at Yorgos, Yorgos, and A-N-D, that's one word. And there you can find plenty of photographs.
Okay. Awesome. So I often have clients that travel to Greece, Athens. Do you do any, you know, like on-site or destination photo type work?
Um, You mean taking photographs of the city I live, for example?
Yeah, like if someone wanted to do a photo shoot, you know, in Athens while they were there.
Yes, of course. I haven't done this so far, but sounds really interesting.
Okay.
Sounds like a really nice idea, actually.
Yeah, it's actually a something that's trending very high. I mean, people
really?
Are hiring, you know, photographers to do shoots as they mm-hmm. you know, go to different destinations. So, yeah, that might be something you may want
yeah.
to consider. Yeah.
Sure. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Great, great, great. All right. So, again, thank you for joining us. I have enjoyed
it. Thank you very much as well. I've enjoyed it too.
All right. Perfect. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in to the first episode of Season 2 of the Travel 2 Podcast. If you are a solo travel or fancy the idea, join me on Tuesday, May 18th, 2021, when my guest will be Deirdre McLeod. She has some solo travel to share. Tune in to your favorite streaming service to ensure that you never miss an episode of the Travel 2 Podcast. And you can always listen on my website, www.farmoretravels.com. That's F-A-R-M-O-O-R-E, travels with an S.com. The Travel 2 private Facebook group is growing and people are starting to travel again. So that means people are sharing their travel experiences, their vacation pics, and their vacation tips. Hop on over to Facebook and join the private Travel 2 group. Until next time, I'm Terry Moore, your host of the Travel 2 Podcast. Thank you.